We find Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for the Daily Planet, walking the streets when from out of nowhere a super hearing picks up.
Double M J, double M J, double M J, double M J. Official, double M J. Flat out, so to speak.
What's your step about? Me and my niggas, we flat out.
That B O A.
What's your step about? Me and my niggas, we flat out. What's your step about? Me and my niggas, we flat out. What's your step about? Me and my niggas, we flat out.
Told you niggas do not fuck with us. Hope you niggas do not fuck with us. You caught feelings cause I caught attention. She caught a flight after I caught a nap. Whoa. Woo. Shout out to my brothers though. Quote me too. You gon' make some haters when you love our hoes. Heart isn't like God bless my soul. Prophet of my infectious flow. Part of my vocab ain't good, but the school I was in ain't had no bug. These rap niggas never had me shut. I ain't from a town that is ran by crooks. Get to work from out of town for the money and the power. Niggas stepping on the powder like it's athlete for
work.
No yap yap, come get at me first. Little nigga better act your worth. Understand niggas got to be hurt. Why the fuck niggas got to be heard?
What's your step about? Me and my niggas, we flat out.
That B O A.
What's your step about? Me and my niggas, we flat out.
That B O A.
What's your step about? Me and my niggas, we flat out.
That B O A.
What's your step about? Me and my niggas, we flat out.
James, now usually don't do freestyles, cause my style ain't freak, nigga. I said fresh from head to toe, I said fly from the feet up. I said you're looking for a real nigga, bitch, look up and you'll see her. I said you're looking for your bitch, nigga, don't look up, she with tight love. I said hallelujah, bitch, pop the pussy, so she raise her hands and pop the pussy. I'm with Wild Light, that's MMG, that Molly make her go. And that money make me show out. I say my grind was a black dog. I'm a real nigga, don't do hats out. My mama crib with my stash house. In the Yeezy box, nigga, oh lord. Nigga, sip lock in my Concord. They tell the feds I don't give a fuck. I'm the man now. And that's DC to the A-town. I said DC to the A-town. I'm gonna fuck niggas, that's hands down. But in DC, they say flat out.
What's your step about? Me and my niggas, we flat out.
That B O A.
What's your step about? Me and my niggas, we flat out.
That B O A.
What's your step about? Me and my niggas, we flat out.
That B O A.
What's your step about? Me and my niggas, we flat out.
Yes, yes, you know what time it is. I am back. 747, a.k.a. Hoes, Real Talk Show. I am your host. And tonight, being that it's not Halloween, the actual for the kids to go play and shit, I figured, this is a sentence. So you want to hear everything that comes to my mind and all you out there. If you want to call us, tell your friends to call us at 646-200-0883. And if you want something to say to me out here on live, or you want to talk to me behind the scenes, press your one, and we will say whatever the fuck, and that's exactly how we say it, whatever the fuck we want to say. Now, tonight is Halloween night. Yes, I'm tired of that I'm saying for tonight that I'm going to talk to us about. We will have a ball, make sure you press your one and everything. It's going to be Halloween, and it's some bullshit. All of it. And also, because it's Halloween, you know what that means. All you fraggles, yes, fraggles. If that is not a word that you know, a fraggle is any person, woman or man or child or ugly ass 747 AKA O. And I'm just having a ball that I'm at to give y'all this, I got to get this shit. And tonight I'm going to make sure all the songs be, Halloween. I can say what the fuck I want. So if you don't know what that word is, Halloween is Halloween with a little E-D. So Halloween. We want to have some Halloween songs. And, get you this, put into the fucked up spirit of the bullshit that they got just got our kids jumping around. Bullshit dressed up like munchies and shit and then other things. That's just fucked up. I'm just saying. Tonight, we gonna talk about it. So let me get this song going. As you already know, as far as songs is concerned, the first song that you have to start off with, if you're new, you know how I do. I do some fucked up shit. But right now, out of respect, the only song, and when I say the only song that you can come up with first on Halloween night, yes, you know who it is, that makes Michael Jackson Thriller. Make sure you don't get no zombies in your drawers.
Midnight hour is close at hand. creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell. Funk of 40,000 years and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no immortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
I tell you what, if you play that song in front of your little boys, they won't be fucking for a long time. Hey, you just tuning in. This is the 747, a.k.a. O's Real Talk Show. I am your host, 747, and make sure that you're checking us out at Craze Radio. That's where you find us, if you're on Facebook and everything. Make sure you're checking us out at Twitter under Christy Love NC or at 747 AKA O. Yes, this is where we get down. Now, I'm seeing a lot of you out there pressing your ones and things. And hey, when you come on here, I'm going to get to you. But I just want to make sure I get all this information out. But this is a lot of stuff that we're doing. And if you're new to Craze Radio, I like to let you know we're doing a lot of things right now. Now, we also have sponsor packages that's available. If you email us at praiseradio@ymail.com. Let me say that again, because some of y'all got problems. I know you don't read or think too good and can't count and shit, but you out there, you make that check. Hey, make sure you're checking us out at www.mediumcraze.me. We have sponsor packages available at emailing at kraze.radio@ymail.com. That is praiseradio@ymail.com. Now, a lot of you out there, you do your thing, and we do other stuff. So I want to make sure that we all know what's going on with the group as far as blog, talk, radio, Craze Radio. This is how we get down, and we have a lot of friends. And tonight, some of our friends will be on, and I'll get back to all of that a little bit later. But tonight we're going to be talking about Halloween and the bullshit in Halloween. Now, if you're out there and you're saying, oh, man, you're going to talk about the bullshit, like, oh, God, you're going to talk about the little kids and the little cats, bitch, fuck you. Yes, I'm about to talk about them motherfuckers, because there's a lot of you out there that's up there got the kids doing stupid shit, and you can't get them to go do nothing, but you can get them all ready. Matter of fact, let me say this. If you got one of them little old, snotty-nosed kids, and little shoes is always untied, and they got holes in the pants and shit, but hey, they happen, and they going to school like this, why in the world are you going to dress them up on Halloween? Send that little raggedy motherfucker, you don't care for me, what you going to get this other little costume shit? Really? What you getting a costume for? You look like you're sending them there in a costume. Fix your neighbors, wipe their noses, because Halloween is the day that they do their little games and shit. I don't feel as though, this is my opinion, I don't feel like it's a good deal. But hey, see yourself. That's what I'm just saying. But anyway, if you're out there and your kids are getting dressed all up and happy, make sure that before they even get to Halloween, that you clean them all up, because some of them look like they got masks on, and they come there with smile all on the face, and then the teacher got to look at them. They just look dirty. If your children look dirty, that please don't let you look dirty, too, because if you look good in any kind of way, and your kids look dirty, somebody needs to whoop your ass. Them kids don't even need to get no ass whoopings. They don't even have to go through that. You need an ass whooping, because you is twice. Don't send the kids up there with a mask on their face, all on their lips. They ain't got baby mustache yet, and now you won't never get it because they licking snot and shit. Yes, you know your kids licking snot. And if you're out there and you one of those people that actually got your kids licking this motherfucking snot, kill yourself. Wipe that baby damn face. This is Halloween, and we don't like that shit. That's just all I got to say for right now. But we got a lot of stuff going on tonight, and I hope you're out there, if you're laughing, make sure you laugh loud. Let everybody know that your ass is happy. Because tonight, we're doing all songs, how can I say this, Halloween type songs. I might throw in a this one and a that one every once in a while. But hey, we're going to do it. Now remember, I do have to spin off for tonight. The spin off topic will be, and I quote, Fraggle. This is your night, baby. Halloween. And we will also, how can I say this, deep down into Halloween. Because a lot of you out there, you doing your shit. You know how it goes. But you need to feel a little bit more thing. We will go into tricks or treats. Which one are you doing on Halloween? Yes, you guessed it. Ghetto Boys. Let's mind play some tricks on me. And I need my check.
I sit alone in my four-cornered room, staring at candles. Oh, that shit is on? Let me drop some shit like this here. At night I can't sleep, I toss and turn. Candlesticks in the dark, visions of bodies being burned. Four walls just staring at a nigga. I'm paranoid, sleeping with my finger on the trigger. My mother's always stressing I ain't living right, but I ain't going out without a fight. Every time my eyes close, I start sweating and blood starts coming out my nose. It's somebody watching the act, but I don't know who it is, so I'm watching my back. I can see him when I'm deep in the covers. When I awake, I don't see the motherfucker. He owns a black hat like I own, a black suit and a cane like my own. Some might say take a chill, B, but fuck that shit. There's a nigga trying to kill me. I'm popping in the clip when the wind blows. Every 20 seconds got me peeping out my window. Investigating a joint for traps. Taking my telephone for tests. I'm staring at the woman on the corner. It's fucked up when your mind's playing tricks on ya. I make big money, I drive big cars, everybody know me. It's like I'm a movie star, but late at night, something ain't right. I feel I'm being tailed by the same sucker's headlights. Is it that move that I ran off the block? Or is it that nigga last week that I shot? Or is it the one I beat for $5,000? Thought he had cane, but it was gold, not a flower. Reached under my seat, grab my papa for the suckers. Ain't no use in the line, I was scared than a motherfucker. Put the left in the Popeyes and better die quick. If it's going down, let's get this shit over with. Here they come, just like I figured. I got my hand on the motherfucking trigger. When I saw him, make your ass start giggling. Three blind, crippling, crazy senior citizens. I live by the sword. I take my boys everywhere I go because I'm paranoid. I keep looking over my shoulder and peeping around corners. My mind is playing tricks on me. Day by day it's more impossible to cope. I feel like I'm the one that's doing dope. Can't keep a steady hand because I'm nervous. Every Sunday morning I'm in service, praying for forgiveness and trying to find an exit out for business. I know the Lord is looking at me, but yet and still it's hard for me to feel happy. I often drift when I drive, having fatal thoughts of suicide. Bang and get it over with, and then I'm worry free, but that's bullshit. I got a little boy to look after, and if I die, then my child will be a bastard. I had a woman down with me, but to me it seems like she was down to get me. She helped me out in this shit, but to me she was just another bitch. Now she's back with her mother. Now I'm realizing that I love her. Now I'm feeling lonely. My mind is playing tricks on me.
This year, Halloween fell on a weekend. Me and Ghetto Boys are trick-or-treating. Robbing little kids for bags. Till an old man got behind our ass. So we speeded up the pace. Took a look back, and he was right before our face. He be in for a squabble, no doubt. So I swung and hit the nigga in his mouth. He was was going down, we figured. But this wasn't no ordinary nigga. He stood about 6 or 7 feet. Now that's the nigga I be seeing in my sleep. So we triple teamed on him, dropping them motherfucking bees on him. The more I swung, the more blood flew. Then he disappeared, and my boys disappeared too. Then I felt just like a fiend. It wasn't even close to Halloween. It was dark as fuck on the street. My hands were all bloody from punching on the concrete. Goddamn, homie. My mind is playing tricks on me.
Rhythmatic.
Hey, yo, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Plays the hot.
Jack, it sound like Kevin. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Come on, Mac Cow, come and get some. Play a proposition. Hot Nixon, this one. For all the sick ones, affliction. Poisonous, dark sickness. Best believe, finger itching with two broke legs. Now I'm tripping on MC's cliche. Shot that ricochet, start trouble, bust bubble. Hip the wicked ways, gotta love me. G.O.D. no one above me. Look good, but fuck ugly. Tap your jaw from my punch, fuck your son and you. Got you shitting in your last hubby. Running who? Running fucking who? Punk, get a speed bump coming through. A single shot make your meat love respect. Uh-huh. Woo.
Yeah. Hey, yo, I put it on a nigga. Shit it on a nigga. Turn a Christian to a certified sinner. The bomb I released, time pin up.
Explode.
When you got sent up, I was hitting your expo. Shit, I kept low. Petrol, your metro. Politic, keep the chicken heads gobbling. Shit, I'm driving in, come with full collagen. Terrorize your city from the split committee. Kick ass to both Timberlands, turn shitty. Gritty. Smack the driver head in the gypsy. When I approach, rappers be taking notes. I drop like I should've invented the raincoat. Absolute, I love the burn to the roots. I keep coming till you pour sperm from your boots. Vigilante, hardcore to the penis. Tell you fuck you, my attitude is anemic.
I'm the illest nigga alive, watch me prove it. I snatch your crown with your head still attached to it. Cannabis is the type to fight for mics. Beating niggas to death and beating dead niggas to life. When you look at me long enough, I start to read your thoughts if the signal was strong enough. And then I call your bluff like, yo, how many rhymes you got? I could go on for more millennia. The Mazda's got on a car lot. And there's nowhere to run to when I confront your nigga. I call your bluff like you had a phone number. Who wanna see cannabis, you wow? Who wanna act fine, get shot down with a surface to air missile? I take them on and on, shape, size, and forms to spit on. Anybody who ain't close enough to shit on. 0 to 60, I'm already doing 100 when I'm blunted. And I give it to any nigga that wants
it. Stay off the dark, cause if I catch you when the sun is down, run it, clown. Come up off that, I'm gon' gun it down. Run it down, however it's gon' go, it's gon' be that. See that? That shit'll finish you, dog. Believe that. Where we at? Do you value your life as much as your possessions? Don't be a stupid nigga, learn a lesson. I'm gon' get you either way, and it's better to live. Let me get what's in your sock, cause it's better to give than receive. Believe what I say when I tell you. Don't make me put you somewhere where nobody can smell you. And when the lights is out, they don't come back on. This ain't a flick, you ain't gon' come back on. Drink that strong, knew it was wrong. What you ask for it, baby? Use a big nigga, ski mask for it, baby. So I can hit you up on front seat. To get some sweet, one heat, one deep, leave him behind.
One, yo, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Blaze the hot trizak.
Shine like heaven, 7.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Come on, Mr. Smith, come get some.
My youngsters fantasize of borrowing flows. Tell little shorty with the big mouth, the bank is closed. The symbol on my arm is off limits to challenges. You holding rusty swords, I swing the Excalibur. How dare you step up in my dimension? Your little ass should be somewhere crying on detention. Watch your mouth, better yet, hold your tongue. I'ma do this shit for free this time, this one's for fun. Blow you to pieces, leave you covered in feces with one thesis.
LL Cool J is hot.
Every little boy wanna pick up the mic and try to run with the big boys and live up to the real hype. But that's like picking up a ball playing with Mike. Swinging and Ken Griffey or challenging Roy to a fight. Stapping, you're amateur MCs. Don't you know I'm like the Dream Team touring overseas? For rappers in my circle, I'm a deadly disease. Ringmaster, bring bringing a tiger cub to his knees. In the history of rap, they've never seen such prominence. Your naive confidence gets crushed by my dominance. Now let's get back to this mic on my arm. If it ever left my side, it transformed into a time bomb. You don't want to bar that, you want to idolize. And you don't want to make me mad, nigga, you want to socialize. And I'm daring every MC in the game to play itself out position and mention my name. I make a rhyme for every syllable in your name. Go platinum for every time your grimy ass was on the train. Watch your mouth, don't ever step out of line. LL Cool J, nigga, greatest of all time.
Yeah, bitch, I tell you what, if they do that again, all of them together, I think that'll be a hot ass house. If not, don't give a damn, all of them old as hell right now. And this one is, this is 747, aka O's, Real Talk Show. I am your host, 747. Yes, make sure you tell your friends about 646-200-0883, and that's Francis, the number one. That is the motherfucker that don't have no damn letter on. Some of y'all out there really don't know what the number are. That's the one that don't have that. And if you do got something, then that tell you how many times I'll press the second number one. Just for you to call. Don't be giving me no questions or answers, none of that shit. I'm just letting y'all know this. This is what you do. 646-200-0883. And press that damn one so you can talk to me live or you can talk behind the scenes live. We do some other things. But yes, tonight we're going to be having a lot of music. Nothing but, yes, you get to Halloween and shit. Yeah, that's how we talk shit. We make our words up and Halloween and shit ass on. All these songs we'll be playing tonight, well, I'll probably throw in on this one and on that one. But 9 times out of 10, you ain't gonna have no but Halloween and song. That means gonna have a little Halloween spice too. If you out there and you have all your kids getting ready for these costumes that they're gonna be wearing, make sure that it's my own commercial for myself. Make sure that you're not a brat, which means a money double. A lot of money in that damn stuff. Yeah. Fraggle, if you're out there tonight, we're going to be having, I guess it's tomorrow night, you know, my son's about 16, so I don't think he'll be out there, but if he is, that nigga better have no suit on. He better go put on what I'm talking about. Well, you know, I'm in the costume. He said, look, I'm 16, just give me the damn candy. He needs to let him know. But if you're out there and your kids are going out and you're out there, you're talking about going out there to do this little Halloween thing, make sure you keep your kids safe. Yes, I'm going to trip on all of it tonight, and for the rest of the night, I'm going to trip on it. But I still want to make sure that we are still about these kids. Make sure you're taking care of the kids. Don't take them to these old knucklehead places where they're not giving out candy and shit. And if you really want to get some candy, don't go to all of the projects, because a lot of times, them, all them kids' parents are just out looking for candy too. So it ain't going to be nobody there. Give no candy at them damn doors. Go to the White Sticks. They give out dollars. Every once in a while, they give out dollars. They give them out for fun. So make sure you got two or three costumes for your little kids. Just in case, this dollar night, simple for the kids. And if you're a trick or a treat-ass person, because I know a lot of you out there, before I talk about the Friday and Halloween, we want to know also, are you the trick or are you the treat in your relationship? Yes, that was a question that was asked. You know how I do it. It don't matter what the topic is. If you know something out there, we want to talk about it. Because, hey, there's a lot of us that really know something. So are you the trick in your relationship, or are you the trick in your relationship? Now, if you just say something in a relationship, you can go somewhere and get yourself out. Because you ain't going to make it on either side. We talk about tricks and tricks and Halloween and shit. And yes, you get this. You don't have to take your ass off, bitch.
What's up? Come on, fellas.
Yo, what's up?
Out there, I had to take a breath. My chest. I was trying to smoke a damn cigarette. Give me 1 minute. I'll be right back. Damn.
I can run, I can race for hours and hours and don't stop. I can float, I can fly to the highest mountain tops. I can breathe you, I can drink in your life. I can live on your smile. I can trip, but if I can fall into your arms, I can stay there my whole life.
It is cool, it is alright, it is fine. Cause now you can go out and
your ugly ass self, and everybody's gonna say, whoa, that's a hot ass costume, and you don't even have to feel bad, because that means you're looking good, motherfucker. Yeah, you looking real good, because that's the only night that you can be beautiful, because you only need your costume. Make sure that you don't put no more of that extra damn paint on your face, because somebody out there is ugly there with the paint, so don't put no more on, because Halloween is about ugly. And costume shit, supernatural, and all these, I don't know, pretty extra shit supposed to be doing. But, all you critters, Frog Rock, Blood Ducks, Blood Rats, Snail Bottom People, SpongeBob Man, if you out there, all of you, we like to say, just come as you are. Don't waste your money. Don't go buy no costumes and things. Come as you are. Because now, everybody's gonna hang out with you. Now, all you cute people out there that's gonna put on that, I like to let you know you was already ugly inside. Because you probably laughing your ass off, because I'm talking about the ugly people. But the tough part about that is, you got to put costumes on just the same thoughts of what you really are, which is a motherfucking bitch. You ain't got no sense. You don't do too many good things. And a lot of you out there, just because you're pretty, and just because you look good, you're the most ugliest people I have ever seen in my life. So all you pretty, arrogant, ugly-ass motherfuckers inside, I'd like to give y'all a happy old slingadick, crossing boom, and take it. I wanted to spit on, because you need to know better. Make sure you're going out there and all these frag rocks that you hang with them, give them some act, give them some attention. You don't have to kiss them. You ain't even got to hold their hand. But just hang out with them. They want to do some fun stuff, too. They want to hang with the cool people. If you want them cool people, I'm so sure that your ass is probably broke right now. So all you ugly motherfuckers, we know you got money, hang with them. Make sure when that pretty junk is coming up with you, bro, make sure you treat them as ugly as you can. Because they should know what ugly bitch feel like. Because you done had it all your damn life. Not too much, motherfucker. It's about that time. Yes, you know, this is 747, a.k.a. Ho. Real talk show. And we don't play with you. We get down with the real. When I come back, I'm going to ask y'all some questions. If you're out there, you can give me, how can I say, your thoughts on, are you the trick or are you the treat? Because I'm going to tell you right now, if you are, and I mean if you are the trick, this is what happens to you, bitches.
Cause my eyes want a journey to more. Fill it up.
Check it out.
Thank you.
think you are. Yes, we blast that Christmas King. And a lot of you out there, you may not have heard something. Let me find, I'm going to go give y'all some of this clean. Matter of fact, I'll let y'all figure this out. Hey, thanks, KB. Appreciate you showing up, man.
Oh, yeah, no doubt, man.
All right, if y'all just tune in, make sure you tell your friends to dial 646-200-0883 and press the 1 if they want to talk to me, or if you need to talk to Christian for a minute. We're going to some of that Christian Bailey, because this is Halloween night, but this is not a Halloween song, so all you motherfuckers say, I thought you said it's going to be a Halloween song. Bitch, we improvising. 747, a.k.a. O. Woo! I got big balls. Yeah.
Brother, swag, brother, swag, brother. Lay back and let me put it on you. We can do the pretty things that you want to. Lay back and wrap your legs around me. Whisper in my ear what you want from me. Lay back and let me put it on you. We can do the pretty things that you want to. Lay back and wrap your legs around me. Whisper in my ear what you want from me.
Licking on your thighs, the way you put my dreads, when my tongue hit the spot, put my lips against your lips, put my dick between your lips. I can take it deep, baby, you ain't gotta tell me, girl. I can please your body, do your body like nobody, girl. You know I know your body like nobody, so girl, you know I'm on it, girl. I got you on it, blowing with emotions.
Girl, you know I got it, girl, you know I want it. Girl, we gon' be making love, having and moaning like oh no 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 no, like oh no 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 no. Lay back and let me put it on you. We can do the pretty things that you want to. Lay back and wrap your legs around me. Whisper in my ear what you want from me. Lay back and let me put it on you. We can do the freaky things that you want to. Lay back and wrap your legs around me. Whisper in my ear what you want from me.
Shawty, let me see you lay back. Kick your feet up, little mama, just relax. Now you relax. I'ma get it down. Say where you wanna go, anywhere I put it down. You say we in the bathroom, we f***ing in the kitchen. Wherever we should go, baby, wherever you mention. And I'ma put it down like a f***er supposed to. I tell you, baby, after we sex, I'm gonna hold ya. So shawty, lay back, and I'ma put it on you. And do all the freaky things that you wanna do. Lay back, and let me put it on you. And I'ma do no freaky things that you wanna do.
Lay back and let me put it on you. We can do the freaky things that you want to. Lay back and wrap your legs around me. Whisper in my ear what you want from me. Lay back and let me put it on you. We can do the freaky things that you want to. Lay back and wrap your legs around me. Whisper in my ear what you want from me.
Double play.
It's just the way she moving. Look at her go. She got it, and I love the way she do it. Look how she groovy. I got her tip 'cause I love the way she roll. All I know is she got it.
She got it. The way she moving her body, she make me stop and just watch her. The way she working that pole, that ass out, and she topless. I tell her, baby, you got it. I'm saying, baby, you got it. You got me going deep down, girl, reaching in pockets. Cause I love how you're moving, and I love when you're grooving. And it's a whole lot of girls, you the one I be choosing. I be throwing them dollars and not one that I'm missing. And she be working that pole like she made it to a shit. Let's keep moving your body, we might get naughty. Just follow this love train, don't tell nobody. Na 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 na, like na na.
It's just the way she moving, look at the door. Look how she dancing and sliding all down that board. All I know is she got it.
She got it. I'm telling you ain't no stopping now. I can see girl that you want it. I'ma give you this sexy love. You the shit girl but don't blow that. Just relax, let's have some fun.
See that caught my eye, cause the way that she be dancing on the pole. She take it down low, and she bring it up slow. Ooh girl, you done got my mind blown. Ass so fat, it's got its own time zone. So fuck your real name, what's your stripper name? Cotton candy, peaches, or is it cinnamon? She moving and grinding her body. She taking control, she moving her body, her body. She doing slow.
Look at her
toe.
Look how she dancing and sliding out down that pole.
Okay,
I'm gonna have to order that. Hey,
Chris and Rub MC, if you out there, we want to need two of them dick cut off for Saga Rockers. We need two of them. We need two big asses, too. Like with 16 blades on the shit.
Oh, yeah, shout out to Miss Christy Love. Kisses to you, boo.
Ah, that's our sweet. He didn't say you was a Saga Rocker on Monday, but you was gorgeous. But he said, kiss to you, baby. Which one? She wearing a suit. Now, you said a text. Do you even know Chris Love is Chris Love girl, I'm sorry to say. And then she talks real good, man. Sometimes I'll be like, man, this is my boss. Are you serious? And I sit up there and just laugh to myself. I'm like, self, damn, that's your boss. Yeah. But anyway, if she's going to put on a mask, she can still be a fraggle. Because you don't know that they fraggle because they put on mask on. But I know she's not one of those. Love you, Chris Love, see, before I get fired. Hey, baby, you can just stay on top.
Yo, oh.
Yeah, man.
I got something special for these ladies, something I did, man. I redid the t-shirt and the panties remix, man. I'm going to have to let these ladies hear, man, for a throwback session on one day.
Sound good to me? Oh, okay.
You know,
now, KB, I got something to tell you. I got to say this. TSC, you know, on our chat side, if you're not out there chatting, you can check us out at www.mediacraze.me, and you can come chat with the rest of us. CSC is one of our regulars that's always on. And for right now, Chrissy Love, she has an air. This is funny as hell. Hey, Chrissy Love, you know she hasn't been around long enough for on this show if she doesn't know what a fraggle is. And that means she's telling on herself. And then if TSC says she doesn't really know, then that means they definitely haven't been in tuning in. And yes, it is LaMax, L Tunnel, Basketball Fraggle. Yes, all you out there, you know what a fraggle is. It's all those ladies out there that's just ugly as hell. They got all your hats and all your hair hats on and all your fake ass everything nails. And you say you pretty. Yes, you's a fraggle. That's exactly what you is, fraggle rocking on Friday night. You know when they're Friday Rockers, KB?
Say what?
You know any Friday Rockers?
Yeah, I know a couple, man. I had to talk about a couple on Facebook just the other day, man.
Shut up. No, you didn't, did you?
Yes,
I
had to man.
Cut this down. Let me cut the music down. Okay, now tell me this. Was this, did the Friday Rock look like they was intubated? How can I say that? Intubated. I can say that. I swear
I be running into them all the time, especially women that be wearing all this makeup and drawing on the eyebrows.
Shut up.
Man, I swear they look like they surprise Halloween every damn day.
Hold on, let me put this music on for you. That sound like an S-File shit. Hold on, go on, tell it, bro.
All these women with all this extra makeup y'all putting on and drawing on the eyebrows, it's like Drake thick. That shit not cute, y'all. It's not. It's not cute, man. I wouldn't look at it.
It is. You know what irks me with a person that draw the eyebrows on the face? What if that bitch can't draw? I've seen one woman have a whole eagle on one eye. The funny part about this man is this. Like he said, if you are an eyebrow drawn pencil ass bitch, make sure your eyebrows are drawn to the edge of your eye, not all the way to your damn ear, all the way across your forehead. Shit, some of you so confused, I don't know if I need to use your face for my kids to put the little letters on because they in kindergarten trying to write. Damn. And why did you cut them bitches off? To draw them bitches back on.
It beats me, man. I don't know what the hell be going on, man. And another thing, man, these women with all this fucked up weave, man, I can't take this shit, man.
Spraggle.
Women be picking their weave out, trying to reuse the shit. No, throw that shit away.
Put it in the trash.
Man, I don't need that shit no more.
They need to use make some socks or something out of it. They use hair for everything. Hell, shit. Don't put it on your head. Get your regular hair. Whatever happened to the regular hair women?
They starting to be extinct nowadays, man.
Christian Love, I like to let this be known, man. This is what Christian Love likes to say. She said she tell all the women all the time, a man prefers his woman with no weed. Well, we know she all on the hair because she keeps all the red hair on the top of her head, so she has to keep all the other hair, the baby hairs everywhere. I am so glad that she is natural. So what about you, man? You think that's a good thing if a woman has her hair natural?
You know what, man? I like women with their real hair, man. Wear it up. It's like putting all this extra shit on you. You don't be looking too damn good, but shout out to the women that do keep their shit tight, though. You know what I'm saying? I know a couple women that keep the weed and the drill eyebrow looking tight, you know. But it's like very rare that you find women that keep it looking tight. You got a lot of women out here that they look like they got a mask on every damn day.
And on that note, I like to say, I like to give all my love and all my kisses on those women who had them little bald scalp-head size on the side of their head. This is to you, your old monster mash ass looking self. Come back to you, KB. Hold on. Let me see who's on this line. Hello, and who is you?
I am No Name.
Who is?
This is No Name.
Oh, man, what are you with? Oh, it ain't funny. Where you at? Been looking for you, ain't heard from you. You see how she do us, y'all? She's supposed to be our number one listener, and she done been slipping. Oh, my bad. That's right. I ain't gonna hold it to you. I forgot. I didn't come on last. Okay, what do you want to put? How do you know Miss No Name?
I just wanted to talk to you. You know, just because a woman gets her face doesn't mean that she don't have it together. Because brothers don't fight the way she looks. You they learn to appreciate exactly who she is, so she won't have to decorate her face. And
then
talk about how you feel about yourself. Now,
let me cut this music off, because I want to make sure Ms. No Name say her piece. What you got to say, woman?
No, I don't want to say nothing on the air, on the live.
Oh, you just give me some of that love.
That's all.
Miss No Name, you better stop. You're going to make my gush.
Okay, gush.
No. Thank you so much, Miss No Name. We love you, girl.
Sure enough.
I
love you. Yeah.
Hey, if you...
This is the 747, a.k.a. O's Real Talk, Real Talk Show. And if you haven't been on here, that was Miss No Name. She comes in, pops out. She's doing some other things, and we love you, girls. Thank you for showing up. Let me make sure I find KB, because I know a lot of y'all have been trying to see what's going on with them. Now, I also like to say thank you, Miss Creature Love, for letting us know that we done went from Eyebrows and Sugar Street, and that's where we supposed to been going. But she's telling us that she like Eyelines and Lip Gloss and shit on the bed. All right. Sounds real good now you said it. I had to think about it. Lip gloss on your lips. Okay. Anyway, hey, KB.
Yo, what's up?
Hey, man. You in a relationship right now?
Nah, man.
Also, technically, you wouldn't be the trick or the street in the relationship right now, would you?
Yeah, I'm a single right now, lady.
You hear that, ladies? Stay single. You can be that trick or you can be that street. Everything will be okay. He is a free agent.
You know who's trying to draft KB?
Yeah. TSC has said out of her own fucking nut mouth, definitely the street. I hope it's a street. That's what she's talking about. That's her. We love her.
Love too. Much love
they
to
give
TSC,
love.
Man.
Yeah, they give a mad love to you. They want a bunch of hearts and shit. You know, I don't care about all this shit. They doing little smiley faces and things all on the chat line. Like we read sign language and shit. But anyway, this is Halloween night. We're doing Halloween shit and Halloween songs. And everything is going to be Halloween. We only got, I'll say, probably 40 more minutes, and then we can go. But I was glad that I'm having KB on here for all you out there that don't know or remember. This is Chris King Blade, we play his music. And we want you to make sure that you're getting out there and listening to our artists that are always on here, that we keep in rotation. Because as long as you listen to them, as long as you download that thing, it's keeping, hey, it's a two-way street. They winning over there, we winning over here. You winning because we keep that music popping for you. And we don't play no bullshit. Is that right, KB? What you think?
You damn right.
I know that's right, but shit, we play your songs in rotation just as much as we play normal people's songs that's actually out there that everybody knows. Trey B is out there, bitches. What y'all need to do is just listen. That's the problem. You're sitting around at your house playing with yourself, looking at Marlon. You know that won't nobody damn kid. Fix your shit. Trick or treat, fight a rock, mud, duck, fuckers.
Hey, and another thing, man, to everybody on the chat line, to everybody listening in, if you want KB in your city, I'll come to your city and do a date with you. Just hit me up. Reach me at Christian King Bailey, Facebook, whatever, and we'll talk about it. You know, do something special for y'all, ladies. Just hit me up. Let me know.
Did y'all hear that? He said he'll come to your motherfucking boring-ass, skank-ass town for you. Because you, the hood rat, fragging rock, mud duck. Yes, I'm making sure I post all of this shit, all your mud ducks and fraggers. I know y'all out there talking about, ooh, I can't wait for Halloween. I can't wait for Halloween. That means, ooh, ooh, I can get me some. Ain't nobody gonna look that bad down at me. Yes, but no matter what costume you put on, we gonna still smell your fragging rock ass. What, is that right, KB? You ever smell a fragging?
Hey, I hold my breath.
Well, ain't that much holding from a fraggle that I smelled. I smelled the fraggle so bad yesterday. When I held my breath, the shit sick through my pores. This is the tuning song that I play for all those bitches that got that fraggle rock scent that sink through your pores.
Hello, I'd like to see Dr. Plumber, please.
Do you have an appointment, sir?
No, I don't, but tell the doctor it's urgent that I see her.
Well, just one moment. Dr. Slumber, there's a young man out here named... Excuse me, what is your name?
Oh, tell her it's Dana Dane.
Dana Dane! Oh, no! Oh, you can come right in. Come on in right now. Come on in.
Thank you. Well, I walked into the office, what did I see? A well-shaped body with his back to me, sitting in a chair, whipping a white gown. She said,
Dana Dane, won't you please lay down?
She said that she wouldn't reveal her face till my hour was up and I was on my way. Now we got to the matter of why I came there. I said, Doc, I keep having these crazy nightmares of the night.
imagination of reality. Just keep telling yourself to then make believe.
She said, relax yourself, won't you tell me once, so I can diagnose and see what must be done. I lay back my head, try to inhale, caught my breath, and then I said, well, right one morning I was late for class. Had a fresh pair of frames with Gucci on the glass. Girls, they was hawking, dudes, they was talking. So the doggy dog female, I kept on walking. She was on it hard, there was no denying. Should've seen what this female was trying. Grabbing on my shirt, tugging on my slacks, pulling on my zipper, boy, that had to hold her back. Word up, doc, on the ultimate. Now if I never saw a creature, this girl was it. I kept on walking, had to leave this place, but she was all up on my breathing in my face. You may think I'm lying, no, it's just a dream. The girl had the baddest breath I'd ever seen. I couldn't think straight, though I was doomed. Heard the bling, 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 it was time for homeroom. I said real quick, she tried to play it sassy. She almost ran me down this nasty, fat, nasty. Dipped to the stairs, running blind. Get to my homeroom, ran through my mind. Got to the fourth floor, standing in the door. Girlie watching me walk down the corridor. The guys, they were jealous and getting mad. And all the girlie wishing they had that class I had. Got to my classroom, inspector sees the teacher. Who did I see that ugly black creature? Fall for a minute, standing in the door. Then it broke out when the girl, it went raw. Word him up, doc, couldn't stand the smell. Heard a 3D, but she was fat as hell. I ran out to school, I didn't look back. I tell you, Dr. Slumber, this girl was whack. And that's about the time when I awoke. And I smelled that awful breath that almost made me choke. Now tell me, Dr. Slumber, how can it be that this dream somehow became reality? I can't go to sleep cause I'm so damn scared. Cause I keep having these dreams and nightmares. Nightmares of the night. Reality. Just keep telling yourself that they'll make believe. She said, listen, Dana Dane, I think I have the cure. But I have to hear one more before I'll be sure. I lay back my head, try to concentrate. Then I told her the nightmare about the blind date. Had a blind date with this girl named Anita. The fever's the place I suppose I meet her. So did her body with a vicious butt. How did I know she was a marvelous mutt? This lady I met was as ugly as hell. Couldn't go in the jam with this female. I was suffering hard, she started to wagging. Couldn't let them know I was here with this dragon. Grabbed her hand, dipped the Harlem world. But I left this ugly lady for another girl. Now this other female, her name was Denise. Couldn't get no rap, could they follow the beat? Everywhere I turned, everywhere I looked, there was Anita the Beast. She could not be shook. I dipped, I dived, I ran, I thrived. But there was no place that I could hide. Cause she was sniffing me out like a hunger bloodhound. Her tail in the air, her nose to the ground. Only thing left for me to do was to set her up with this other dude. Now this other dude, he was real upset. Cause this ugly female, he didn't want in check. He started acting wild, even called me a faggot. What could I do? He had a choo-choo automatic. I dipped into the crowd, made my way to the door. Bumped into this object and I hit the floor. When I looked up, what did I see? I saw Anita the Beast looking down at me. I couldn't try to play, you couldn't try to pretend. Like the ASPCA, I had to take the dog in. Nightmares of the night. Nightmares, they're right. But it's just your imagination of reality. Just keep telling yourself that they're make-believe. Now I plead a Dr. Slumber, I just can't bear to have another one of these crazy nightmares. Then all of a sudden she turns around and staring at me with that old white gown, with a Catholic smile, showing all her teeth. Was that ugly female, Anita the Beast.
Dana, honey, wake up. What's wrong? Wake up, honey. You're just having a nightmare.
Drop it, drop it low, girl. Drop it, drop it low.
Here we go. It's out of my cellar.
the 747, a.k.a. O's Real Talk, Real Talk Show. She said, I like the club. I like the drink. I can turn up. What you got to say to that man?
Well, Miss TSC, what city you in? Let's talk business. I can come to your city, too.
You hear that, TSC? What he's saying is he does not have a problem with cyber rockets. He don't even know if you're gorgeous or not. And if you do, what the hell? He should already know if he can come on down there. What you think? That's what I'm thinking. KB, do you know if she's swagger rocking or not?
No, I don't think Miss TSC swagger rocking.
This dude said he don't think she's swagger rocking. So that means she better be a damn fan. Because if she's not, and you don't know, then I'll tell you what. You take that mud duck all you want to. But like I said, I'm going to wait on my swagger rocking. Hey, I'll tell you what. This is what we'll do. We'll make sure that this happens. I will make sure I get my friends to get with her friends, and then my friends and her friends to get with your friends, and boom, Fraggle Rock, today it is. We can Fraggle Rock everybody. And if she's not a Fraggle Rock, then we can whip the bar. I said, you know, she can be the grunt of the good wish bag with the little barn and shit. What you think? She might be gorgeous. I think she's gorgeous. Because she sound gorgeous when she talk that shit on the chat line. If you're just tuning in, this is the 747, a.k.a. O's Real Talk, Real Talk Show. I am your host, 747, with KB. And if you don't know him, this is Christian King Bailey. And yes, he gets down. So if you haven't heard any of the shit that he's got going on, make sure you go to our archives and check us out, because he's doing big things and we love him to death. And TSC, we love you too, girl. But get your ass and go cook or something. You hungry, KB?
Hey.
I mean, I ain't. Hey, we love people.
I got a big surprise, though, man. Y'all been treating me pretty good, though. I hope you feel me.
Shut up, man. Don't tell us that. These girls, I tell you, and they're letting you know that you're sweet on the chat line. I'm letting you know. I'm like, these motherfuckers. And DSC, just straight out there, she said she'll fraggle. I'm like, she must be new here, too, because... We don't want to do no fraggles. Fraggles is mud duckies. They like the critters that no man want to touch. You know, the practice dummies as a child. The dummies don't want to fuck with them. You know, those accident girls. She said she'll fraggle. But she said, I will fraggle. That was the thing. I don't want to phrase it wrong. Because, you know, because I think I really do know TSC. And she is definitely nowhere near a fraggle. And that's a time in. I mean, a timeout. So now I can call a time in. Oh, mud duck, monkey nut ass. Yes, fuck up. That's what I'm saying. And I said it with my tongue sitting out my mouth. I want to let her know I said it like a sick bitch. Yes, I said that. But yeah, she's actually gorgeous, man. So we like to say we love you, TSC. And KB said something about he gonna take you out. So y'all going square dancing and river dancing, all right? Just letting you know that. She like the river dance, man. I mean, she like takes you to a spot, y'all sit up on a tree, and y'all just jump up and down like flippers and shit. She love that shit. So, I mean, get it down. Just help you out.
Hey, TSC, kiss his boot.
And for that, for what he just did, we got to give them a song. This is a song for the love that is being made between, yes, you guessed it, damn it, KB and the chat liner, TSC.
Yeah. Yo, oh, Big D Jim Johnson collabo. Oh yeah, here's another one.
It's another one.
Mike Jones.
Ooh, you can be my cutie, cutie, buddy, for sure.
Here, call me, don't have no fear. I wanna
love you down, love you down.
Lay nice to lovey-dovey, someone that'll love to love me. She's something like a friend, call her my cutty buddy. Even though she got a man, she already know the plan. She already know the deal, so what the business is. Even though she
got a man,
she already know the plan. She already know the deal, know the deal, know the deal. Even though I'm chubby chubby. Yo chick, she love me, she might be with you now, but she still thinking of me. Y'all out there making love, I couldn't make them love me. In the back of the lap, it's just like that.
Like it's the end of the world, you dig? We have relations like I'm kin to the girl. I make her holler like when mama bought her into the world. Look, I don't let him buy you dinner tonight. Then at the end of the night, you be my dinner tonight. You see, he dark, he always dim in his light. And that girl wanna shine, I bring her into the light. Voila, I become her ally. And I swear that thing feel like la la la. And since he feed her lies, what you do? I be her dessert on the side.
Like that, move your hips like that, work your ass like that. Why you make noise like that, move slow like that, fuck fast like that. Baby, I ain't gon' lie to you, we so sexually compatible. How I thrill myself, like I kill myself when I feel myself inside of you. You can be my cutie buddy, never love my nutty buddy. Why we do some freaky things with the lights on? Touching on you while I'm listening to T-Pain, hugging on you while I'm listening to Mike Jones. Do it soon as we got in the sack, or I can hit it in the back of the lap. Off a pivot of the ass, lie, 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 that.
Buy you a drink. Please tell me what you think right before I get up in them skirts. I pull up in a lag truck.
Beep, beep.
I'm beat, shut it back up.
Beat me.
If your man act up, he full time girl. I'll be the backup. Cause I'm your cutty buddy. Cut, 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 cutty buddy. Soon as he fall asleep, she on her way to love me. Cause I'm your cutty buddy. Cut, 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 cutty buddy. Soon as he fall asleep, she on her way to love me. And she know that I
got that wood.
And she know that my
sex is good.
We can do it on the bed of the float. Cause you know that I keep it hood. And she know that I
got that wood.
And she know that my
sex is good.
We can do it on the bed of the float. Let me know.
Hey, you can be my cousin.
Hey, y'all, this is 747, and you know how I do it. So for Ms. TLC, and Mr., how can I say this, KB, I'm playing Matchmaker. And here's y'all's song. I hope you love it. I'm sorry. Shit happened. I got stuck. And then just shit, that shit ain't go right. If you're just tuning in, this is the 747, a.k.a. O's. Real Talk, Real Talk Show. Yes, I am your host,
747. Now, I was having some musical problems, so I had to, I don't know what it is. It had something to do with them damn Fraggles. And, yes, I let KB know, and I let TSC know, yeah, that's y'all love song. Make that love. Hey, KB, man.
Yo.
Hey, man, did you hear that damn song?
Yeah, I heard it, man.
Hey, man, just in case. Just in case, you know that song. He's not upset, he's seen. Y'all remember that song? Yes, we're doing it tonight. This is Halloween night. A lot of the songs that we would have been playing would have been Halloween-y. I still have more songs going on. But we're talking about Fraggle Rocks. That's all those Fraggles. If you're out there and you're a Fraggle, which is a person that's just terribly ugly, and you really, you know you don't supposed to be fucking with them. Yeah, the Fraggles out there, we like to let you know, this is Halloween, this is your day. You might get you some dick, you might get some pussy, your ugly Fraggle Rock men. Yeah, because there's some Fraggle men out there, just letting y'all know that. They are out there. So all you Fraggles, mud ducks, and anything other such, don't put on no mask. You don't have to. Times have changed. We're going to give you a little Steve Levite and come back and give you some, how can I say this up? Some good shit. Hey, matter of fact, hey, KB.
Yo.
Guess what, man?
What's up, man?
Yesterday, I was driving, and guess what I did?
What you do, man?
I hit a damn Fraggle, man. My damn heart.
The police,
you know,
didn't come, did
about hitting a... Do you know what is so fucked up about hitting a Fraggle?
What's fucked up about it?
Once you hit the Fraggle, you got to go right back over and pick that Fraggle up. That's some fucked up shit to have to help a Fraggle after you done hit a Fraggle. Like, you can't do that to a deer and shit. Don't nobody do that to monkeys and shit. But if you hit a Fraggle, you got to get the fuck up out your damn car and go over there and help that Fraggle up. That's just bad. I know, man.
Well,
you know what's worse?
What's worse?
You really don't know what's worse, man.
Man, hitting the Fraggle.
The worst part about
door.
No, the worst part about hitting the Fraggle is that the damn Fraggle got a mud duck on the side of the bitch. So now, you done get a Fraggle, and the mud duck coming in, oh my God, you done hit my Fraggle. Then you got to help a mud duck and a Fraggle calm down. And your car fucked up.
I think she should pay for the car.
For hitting a Fraggle?
Yeah, I think the Fraggle should pay for the car.
Hell yeah. That's a mud. What's that? That's like a sugar cookie in your car. Like, the, you know how you make the sugar cookie shit? You put a face in the car, then you walk around advertising shit. Advertising the Cookie Monster. Sesame Street shit. But hey, you know me. I'm just a new cat. I don't really know how that shit go. I'm, you know how I get down. Now, we're going to go to the lines. Let me see this, because I wanted to make sure I heard everyone, because they were saying that our music was changing. So let me go to the lines. Hello, I see a one. Hello? That means speak. Everybody speak at one time. Hello? I'll tell you what. That must be one of them Fraggles. Hello? Are you a Fraggle? I guess I can't use that one. I guess they Fraggle rocking. Just inside to come back. So, all right. Fraggle rocking it is. Hey, let me put in one of these songs and see what's going on with these people out here, because a lot of you Fraggle Rockers, y'all doing some other stuff, and you're scaring me.
I was walking in the lab late one night. My eyes beheld on eerie sight. From a monster from its lab began to arrive, and suddenly it's a guy.
It is a mash.
It is a monster mash.
A monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
It is a mash.
It caught on in a flash.
A monster mash.
It is a monster mash. From a laboratory in the castle, to the master bedroom where the vampires feed.
and his son. The scene was rocking, over digging the sound. Either I'm chained back by a spain hound. The coffee baggers were about to arrive with their vocal crew. The critic of five.
He did the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
The monster mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, fresh voice and ring. What happened to my Transylvania 12? It's now the monster mash. And it's a graveyard smash. It caught on in a flash. It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool drag. Part of a band. And the monster mash is a hit of the land.
Yes, yes, we're coming to one of those nights. I'd like to give love to everyone that was here with me. We loving you, we love you, love you. Yes, tonight was Halloween and all the bullshit in it. It's bullshit because of the fact of all the shit that you have to do for your kids, all the candy that could be something to poison them, and all the razor blades and all the wrongs and all the kids getting killed and all the things that could happen on that night. Now, if you out there taking your kids out there, hey, that's cool and dandy, but I honestly say, why would you take them to something that you have to actually see if they're going to always be safe the whole night and check? That's just me. That's my personal opinion. You know how I do it. Hey, I get mad. I let y'all know. Well, that's how we get down. Now, also, if you're out there and you Fraggle rocking this weekend, don't be afraid of your Fraggle. That's your Fraggle. That Fraggle might have some good dick, or that Fraggle might have some good pussy. Just ride with that Fraggle. That Fraggle might be the ugliest thing on the world, but don't you know that Fraggle will take good care of you. That Fraggle can cook. That mud duck can take a good bath for you, even though the mud duck, you can't wash off the ugly, but sometimes you can cleanse it. So make sure if you got a Fraggle or a mud duck in your possession, keep them happy, because a Fraggle and a mud duck, they don't want to go nowhere, and really, they can't go so far. So just treat them right. And if you're the trick in your relationship, well, bitch, you might want to get under wraps and fix yourself. Or if you're the treat in your relationship, don't think so, because sometimes that trick is doing what they need to be doing, tricking. And you might just be the dummy that just don't know that you have never been a treat. You've always been just a little trick to them. They want to play you off, play you off. So with the love that I can give, and you know how I do it, I make sure I play that other stuff. It's only one song that I don't think I played that everybody needs to really need to hear. And you know I'm going to give it to you. Let's go to some, should I tell you or should I? Matter of fact, I'm not going to ask no damn about it. I'm just going to give y'all this damn song. And if you know how I know, it's the best song of today. From the number one man of all time, the number one rapper and his damn DJ. You guessed it. Fresh Prince and Jazzy Jeff. Nightmare on Elm Street. I'm lying.
Shows up.
remember it right. And we had just gotten back off tour last night. So the gang and I thought that it would be groovy if we summoned up the posse and dumb rushed the movies. I got Angie, Jeff got Gina, Ready Rock got some girl I've never seen in my life. That was alright though, cause the lady was chill. Then we dipped through the theater, set to ill, buggin', Cole having a ball. And something about Elm Street was the movie we saw. The way it started was decent, you know, nothing real fancy about this homeboy named Fred and this girl named Angie. But word, when it was over, I said, yo, that was Jeff. And everything seemed alright when we left. But when I got home and laid down to sleep, that began the nightmare on my street. With sweat and man, I was bugging. I checked the clock, it had stopped at 12:30. It had melted, it was so darn hot, and I was thirsty. I wanted something cool to quench my thirst. I thought to myself, yo, this heat is the worst. But when I got downstairs, I noticed something was wrong. I was home all alone, but the TV was on. I thought nothing of it as I grabbed the remote. I pushed the power button, and then I almost choked when I heard this awful voice coming from behind. It said, man, I ain't even wait to see who it was. Broke outside in my drawers and screamed so long, cuz got halfway up the block, I calmed down and stopped screaming and thought, oh, I can't, I must be dreaming. I drove back home with a grin on my grill. I figured since this is a dream, I might as well get ill. I walked in the house, the big bad fresh prince, but Freddy killed all that noise real quick. He grabbed me by my neck and said,
here's what we'll do. We got a lot of work here, me and you. The souls of your friends, you and I will claim. You got the body and I got the brain.
I said, yo, Fred, I think you got me all wrong. I ain't partners with nobody with nails that long. Look, I'll be honest, man, this scene won't work. The girls won't be on you, Fred, your face is all burnt. Fred got mad and his head started steaming. But I thought, what the hell, I'm only dreaming. I said, please leave, Fred, so I can get some sleep. But give me a call, man, maybe we'll hang out next week. I pat him on the shoulder, said, thanks for stopping by. Then I opened up the door and said, take care, guy. He got mad, drew back his arm and slashed my shirt. I laughed at first and thought, hold up, that hurt. It wasn't a dream, man, this guy was for real. I said, Freddy, how's been an awful mistake here? No further words, and then I darted upstairs. Crashed through my door, then jumped on my bed. Pulled the covers up over my head, said, oh, please do something with Fred. He jumped on my bed, went through the covers with his claws, tried to get me. But my alarm went off, and then silence. It was a whole new day, I thought. I wasn't scared of him anyway, until I noticed those rips in my sheets, and that was proof that there had been a nightmare on my street.
Tell your friends next Tuesday, hey, to check us out, 747, a.k.a. O's Real Talk Show. I am your host. You know what? I got big balls. Yeah. And we're out, people.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
When I die, fuck it, I wanna go to hell. Cause I'm a piece of shit, it ain't hard to fucking tell. It don't make sense going to heaven with the goody goodies dressed in white. I like black Timbs and black hoodies. Y'all probably have me on some real strict shit. No sleeping all day, no getting my dick licked. Hanging with the goody goodies, lounging in paradise. Fuck that shit, I wanna tote guns and shoot dice. All my life I've been considered as the worst. Lying to my mother, even stealing out a purse. Crime after crime, from drugs to extortion. I know my mother wish she got a fucking abortion. She don't even love me like she did when I was younger. Fucking on her chest just to stop my fucking hunger. I wonder if I died, would tears come to her eyes? Forgive me for my disrespect, forgive me for my lies. But maybe mother's 8 months, her little sister too. Who's to blame for both of them? I swear to God, I wanna just slip my wrist and end this bullshit. Throw the magnum to my head, threaten to pull shit. And squeeze until the bed completely red. I'm glad I'm dead, I'm worthless fucking Buddha head. The stress is building up, I can't believe suicide's on my fucking mind. I wanna leave, I swear to God, I feel like death is fucking calling me. Nah, you wouldn't understand.
Nigga, talk to me, please, man.
You see, it's kinda like the crack did the poop and New Jack. Except when I cross over, there ain't no coming back. Did I die on the train track like Rainbow and Beach Street? People at the funeral frontin' like they miss me. My baby mama kissed me, but she's glad I'm gone. She knows me and her sister had something going on. I reached my peak, I can't sleep. Call my nigga Cheek, tell him that my will is weak.
Hey, yo,
I'm sick of niggas
nigga.
Lying, I'm sick of bitches
hey,
talking. Matter of fact,
show your
sick of talking.
Hey, yo, Big.
Please hang up and try your call again. Please hang up.